Mental Health Week starts officially tomorrow, but irrespective of it starting officially tomorrow, it's never a bad time to have a conversation, particularly with your friends, even your work colleagues. And it's a very good morning to Dr. Kim Veller, who's a sociologist. We're going to talk about mental health at work and starting the conversation. Morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Jen. I'm well. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk with you this morning on this really important topic.
It is a very important topic, and bringing up your mental health with work colleagues is sensitive issues. There's pros and cons. What are these?
Yeah. So first of all, there is no right or wrong answer about when it comes to talking about your mental health at work, and it's really important. I always say to people, it's really important that you make an informed decision. The actual decision itself matters, of course, but it's important for you to weigh up the pros and cons. So what are they? Well, some of the pros can be around if your mental health is condition or illness is affecting your ability to perform your role safely. So could you be putting yourself or others at some kind of risk? The other thing is when it comes to pros for talking about your mental health condition with your employer, it does give an opportunity for you to talk about any support you might need in the workplace or any changes you might need to help you stay at work and or even assist your recovery. And these might be making adjustments to your schedule or your workload so that ultimately you can be at work more, you can be at work longer, and you might be able to reduce the number of sick days that you need to take, and also help you be more productive when you are at work.
I read in an article, a really powerful statement is that it's important to realise that people might not understand what you're going through, but that doesn't mean they don't want to be supportive, and that's important.
Oh, absolutely. Workmates and workplaces can be a great source of support, and by sharing your own experiences, you're actually helping to raise awareness, inform people, educate people and engage people about not just you and your condition, but more broadly about mental health illness in the workplace. And that's important. It can help to change people's attitudes as well. And when other people see you doing this, they may be able to seek support in similar ways.
Yes.
And talk about their own struggles. And that's really important as well. The reality is we're all connected at work, and the more open we can be, the more able we're to build trust and support each other in the workplace.
Let's be honest, we spend so much time with our work colleagues now. They're like families, so they're also people who can help you recover.
Absolutely. It can be a really vital and important part of your recovery, and indeed engaging in the workplace actually is a really important part of people's recovery and getting back to work and being engaged. But there are some reasons why you might consider not disclosing your mental health condition, and I think it's important to talk about those as well. Your mental health condition might not affect your ability to do your job, and you might not actually need any adjustments to your workload or your work schedule. And the other really key issue, which I feel like it's important that we raise, is that you might be concerned about potential discrimination or harassment or, in fact, reduced opportunities for career advancement. These things are real, and they do happen. And you're going to need to have a really well-informed assessment before you make that final decision about whether or not to disclose your mental condition.
It's certainly a really important conversation to have, not just during Mental Health Week, but any time, just about how to start that conversation, who to start that conversation with, and when to start that conversation.
Absolutely. And these are all really difficult issues that you need to think through carefully. And I want to share a resource, a really useful resource that was developed by Beyond Blue, and it's called Heads Up. and you can find it on the internet at www.headsup.org.au. And there is a section on that website called Deciding to Tell Others. And it will give you a little bit of a decision support. There is an interactive tool and a decision support tool which you can use to help you decide whether or not you're going to have the conversation. And then, really importantly, there's a fabulous conversation planner to help you figure out what you want to say and how to say it, how to set that conversation up so you're going to be successful in achieving your goal.
So that's headsup.org.au and Deciding to Tell Others. Kim, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really fascinating conversation about just making it easier to discuss these topics openly in your, not just your home environment, but your work environment as well.
You're absolutely welcome. It's my pleasure. This is an important issue that we need to have more conversations about. And I'd like to thank you very much for opening up the opportunity for this conversation to be had this morning.
Well, looking forward to having more chats in the future too, Kim.
Thank you very much, Jen. Take care.
Thank you. That's Dr. Kim Veller, sociologist. And if you want more information on Kim and other bits of advice with regard to mental health and in the workplace, kimveller.com.au, talking about mental health at work. I'm Jen Saderhelm. You're listening to 1206 2CC. Our number is 6255 1206 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. I've just had a glance out the window here, and absolutely dressed gloriously is Rosa Del Castillo, who will be in next. She's the event manager of the Latin America Fiesta, which is on tomorrow. Can't wait to speak to her next at 1206 2CC.